Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Right, the red light is on. It's Wednesday night and the UFC is back. Man, we say cheers to UFC 300. What a hell of a run they gave us. I'm Dave Van Auk, and to my left is the ruthless one, L. Dawson. L, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. This card isn't quite UFC 300, but... You know, we got to give you guys our picks. It's Wednesday night. We have to do it.
All right. Let's just talk about that. Let's just kind of riff on something real quick, El. Are you a fan of the UFC is back? It's a fight night. It's on ESPN. It's free if you have ESPN Plus. Are you okay with the UFC putting out a card like this? And let's just be brutally honest. It's a weak card. It's a pretty bad fight night card. Are you okay with them putting this card out there, or would you rather them take the Alex Perez fight and the Karina Silva fight, put it on the St. Louis card and blow it up? What's your take on that?
I'm mixed on it. I understand why they need to put out this many events. Like if they were to just skip this week and split up the good fights over the other cards, then we're left with a bunch of guys that are growing in the sport that don't have fights. Like these cards are necessary. They really are. And I think the only reason we hate this card so much is because it's the first card after UFC 300, and which was the best card of all time. Like I will die on that hill. That was the best MMA card that has ever happened in the history of the sport. So it's hard to follow that, man. It's just hard to follow it.
No, I agree. It is. But like this card is a weak fight night card. There's even a couple of weeks ago, the Brendan Allen, Chris Curtis fight, like that's a good fight. And there was other fights on it. You know, there's even been some more Apex cards that you're like, okay, it is what it is. Guy, we just saw Rose Namajunas on a fight night. She's a humongous name. Are you ready for this? There are zero future UFC Hall of Famers on this card. There's not one legitimate guy or girl that can, to me, be a world champion or be a Hall of Famer one day. That's my take.
That's fair. I mean, I will say, like, Karina Silva, undefeated in the UFC, big finisher, very talented young lady. I could see her making some waves at flyweight eventually. But that's about it.
It's a weak card. But guys, also my other little thing. So next week, UFC Brazil, UFC 301, Rio with Jose Aldo coming back, the flyweight championship on the line. There's a little part of me too that I think if anything happens wonky in the next 5-7 days of those flyweights, if Nikal puts on a great show or Alex Perez does those massive leg kicks, doesn't get hurt. They're like, I bet you the UFC is like, boys, keep your weight down. You never know. We might push each other next week. Maybe.
Yeah. No.
Any chance? Any?
I mean, it's more important for them to keep the main event on 301 than the main event on this card.
No, that's what I mean. So it's like if someone falls out, just say Usyk, you know, tears his ACL tomorrow.
No. Yeah. Yeah. If that happened before the fight, I wouldn't be shocked, but at the same time, neither guy is really in a spot for a title shot.
I agree.
So I would think more likely it would be like Roy Val is like, oh, I'll step up on super short notice. You know, like I can make the weight. Like I'm keeping.
Did you see Roy Val, by the way, saying, hey, I want number one contendership. I want to be on that Denver card in the summer. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like it. Dude.
Talking about
Roy Val. The last loss that Mateus Nicolau lost was to Nicolau. Roy Ball. So,
Yeah, starched him. Nicolau. Nicolau. I believe in you.
No, I'm not saying it again. I'm done. It's Mateus. That's it. Mateus. Mateus Nick. Nick. We're going to
get Nick. Let's call him Nick.
Yes, we're gonna work, you know, fight finesse. We're cool. We're gonna call him Nick, you know.
You're
but
friends.
Guys, enjoy the card. It's free fights, ESPN Plus. You can put it on the background. But fights are back. The UFC is back this weekend. Like I said, we're around 10 days away from UFC 301. We at Fight Finesse will be doing another watch along. Cannot wait, guys. The king of Rio, Jose Aldo's back. I never thought I would say that. Crazy time, crazy time. But all right, let's get into it. It's not the best card, but we're going to make it work. What's your best bet on the card? We can still make money, yo. We can still win money. Money is green. Let's still win some money. What you got?
I hope so. I'm going to take Jannata Denise to win inside the distance over Austin Lane. I think that the UFC is setting Denise up for, like, this is just a softball for him. He really does have an impressive kickboxing resume. He is a really technical striker. I love seeing guys like that come in at heavyweight because it's just not very common that we see,
right,
like, these really technical heavyweights coming in early. You know, like, it's a new age. It's a new age for heavyweight, and I love to see it. So I really do think the UFC is setting him up well. I like Austin Lane. He's an athlete, like, he's former athlete. Football player. But he's chinny. He's been knocked out, I think, 4 times in his MMA career. And he is there to be hit. So we've got, you know, Denise, who's going to be more technical. He's going to be a little quicker on the feet. And he's going to be able to stay safer. While Austin Lane does have power as well, I just think he's too hittable here. And this is just a perfect opportunity for Denise to get a big debut win.
Very cool, very cool. At the Celtics game, very disappointed, but still solid by. My man, Sean, appreciate the love. I haven't even seen the score. I was just at baseball pitching machine with my son. So there we go. Let's go. Let's go, Josh. All right. So funny story, Miss L. Dawson. I think you'll like this. This whole Fight Bananas run started 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever it was. I can almost give you the date. This is very close to the date. Island Fights 50. The date was June 12th of 2018. I was at that event. It was literally the second time Dean Toole and Dave Van Auken ever met. Second time ever. Austin Lane was on that card. He was in the co-main event, a heavy favorite against a guy named Frank Tate.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Huge, massive of a man. Not very skilled. He went to Bare Knuckle FC, did some things. Just a very massive striker. Frank Tate knocked out Austin Lane into the next universe. Like, that was the beginning of the end. Like, Austin Lane was going to be, like, on fight on Contender Series, all that stuff. Not good. Love the crew with you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading that. Didn't put it on the screen. My bad. Not good. Love the crew. Love Ella's great matchmaking. Love to you, Dave, too. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks for being here, man.
But yeah, I remember that because I'm like watching it, and like Austin Lane was like one of the big favorites. Island Fights 50 knocked out, like, massive, crazy knockout. So there you go, a little backstory love. So I love that pick. So I'm just going to double down on that pick. So I looked at it. We talked off air about it. To me, Karina Silva as a minus 150 favorite. Lipsky's got a good little run. 3 wins in a row. Impressive. The UFC's hard to win for sure. But Silva at minus 150, to me, L is my best bet. I love that play. I like it's that solid play a lot. Yeah.
I do. I like that as well.
I think she, like, when I love guessing lines, you and I go back and forth sometimes. I would think she was like a 240, 250 dog.
Really?
Not a 150. So, hey, there you go.
Yeah. I don't hate that either.
Okay. Okay. You have a underdog on the card that you like or dislike?
I actually have a few. I think there's some good value in a couple. I settled on one, and I'll get to that in a minute. But like, I like Alex Perez. I have a feeling like he looked good against Mikhaev. He's not the guy that I'm gonna like die on a hill over, but there's value there. There's value. I said there's value there, Dave. I didn't say I'm picking him. I said there's value.
Okay.
That fight. We'll get into it later. But I don't hate Alex Perez. Honestly, Austin Hubbard's kind of a live dog too. I did see people a little bit too high on him, I think, as well, at like being like shocked that he was an underdog. Figlek's lost, like he lost his debut to Fares Ziam, who is honestly underrated. Like, I used to not think he was very good, and I'm wrong. Like, he is very well-rounded. He's a really technical striker. He's just boring, so he isn't thought of as highly as he should be. But that's a tough debut, and, you know, like, he went 3 rounds with Ziam. I think there's some value in Hubbard as well, but once again, I'm not sold on it. I think the best dog on the card is probably David Onama at plus 150. And it's, I really like Jonathan Pierce. What did Sean say? Are you talking smack? Don't give 3. I'm not doing a 3-leg parlay today. I'm done with them, Sean. They're over. We're never doing it again.
We're done.
We're done. From now on, they're 5-leg parlay. No, I'm kidding. how wild would be if that hit? Yeah. No. Anyway, David Onama has really good value here. I love Jonathan Pierce. I think he is honestly more technical than David is. And I think he has more keys. I think he has more routes to win this fight than David has with his grappling. The problem is David is so unique. He is really slippery. He does things that a lot of people can't do. Like, it's really hard to hold David Onama's back, for example. Like, he does this crazy explosive spin. He spins into these guys and he shouldn't be able, it shouldn't work, but it does. So I feel like I expect him to have the heart to fight through these grappling exchanges with Jonathan Pierce, very similar to his last fight, which he was losing. But then it didn't matter that he was losing because he still landed the knockout shot. And I think David can absolutely do that. He's very dangerous on the feet, and he's very unique. He's a very difficult guy to get ready for, and he has the natural gift of cardio. Like, David never gets tired, ever.
Love that. Two things real quick. Sean said it, so I looked it up real quick. I guess the Boston Celtics just lost. It's a big loss right now. I know, L, you don't care anything about the NBA. Big loss. Sean, sorry, dude. Heat won. Wow, crazy. Dude, my big dog, I cannot believe you said this. I think usually I can guess your ways, and, you know, usually you and I are on the same wavelength. Tim Dirty Bird Means as a plus 230 favorite? I mean, dog? No?
No, that fight's a toss-up for me. Like, no, it's not a toss-up. It's not a toss-up. Juros Medic should win that fight. It's just, I don't know what to expect from Tim Means. Like, yes, he has tons of experience, but he's old as shit. And
9-2
is technical and clean. And Tim Means isn't necessarily like a great grappler, which tends to be where Medic struggles.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I don't know. Medich has looked good at welterweight, like he has. So I'm torn on that fight. There's value. There's a lot of value. Tim Means is a really tough guy to fight, but I'm not like, I didn't look at that and go, oh my God, I can't believe Tim Means is this big of an underdog.
Usually to me at a plus 235, maybe I'm just off on Medich, you know, maybe I just not as high as others or yourself, L. Like, I just like he's solid. Like, he's 3-2 in the UFC. He's only got 9 professional fights. Every time I watch him, he's never flashed me. Like, you know,
right.
Yeah, we use him way too much. But when Grant smashed old Mattson, right? At that time, Mike Mattson was like undefeated. There was a domination. Like, Grant leaped off the screen of like, wow. Who did Grant his last win against?
Demir.
Yeah, Demir. Dude, Demir, top 15 guy, dangerous. Grant dominated, leaped off the screen. Like, just stuff like that.
Right. I've never had that moment from Medich.
Yes. Right. I've never felt that with Medich. So now you're fighting like Tim Means, who's like gritty, won't go away. He's not going to give Medich the fight. You're going to have to beat Dirty Means.
He gets dropped a lot. That's my concern for Means here is just that he gets hit and he doesn't get finished a lot, but he does get dropped a lot. Medich does have power at welterweight. I don't think he necessarily had a ton of power at lightweight, but he's looked better at welterweight. He had he knocked Matt Semelsberger stupid.
All right, so I got a fun one for you. I have a fun bet for you, my dear friend. Even Means is a higher underdog than Perez, but how about I'll take Means and Mateus. You get Perez and Medich. If we split, no banana. If one guy gets 2 wins and the other guy gets 2 wins, it's a banana.
Damn.
Think about it. You have to win both.
Deal? You have to win both? All right. Double banana bet. Let's go. I don't love this. Guys, if you're betting money on this, just know that I don't love these picks. These are not what I would bet my money on, but I will bet the banana hat on this.
Okay. And if we split, no bananas. That's it, you know? Okay. I like it. That was fun. All right.
I just wanted to add the disclaimer. Like, not putting my stamp of approval on that.
Don't put real money on this. Look at this. Elle is such a weapon on her analyst skills. She's the best, dude. The best in the game. All right. So we did best bet. We did underdog. You have a little 2-fight parlay, Elle. What do you want to do? You want to do a little 2-1-3?
Let's do a 2-fight parlay. Okay. No, let's do the 3. Start with the best bet. Start with Jannata Denise because I really do think that's solid. And then I like Austin Hubbard and Michael Figlek to go the distance, which I believe was minus 180 last time I checked.
Good parlay piece.
Neither guy's big finishers. I was honestly kind of surprised to see the line that low. I honestly don't mind Hubbard if you guys are feeling froggy, but I'm not sure that he's necessarily UFC caliber anymore. Figlek was the Cage Warriors champ. He does not have a padded record. Like, he beats solid guys. If you look back at his record, when he was fighting the lower level guys, he did have a lot of finishes. But as he got to these more experienced fighters in Cage Warriors, he was pretty much all decisions. So that's why I really, really like the to go the distance. Hubbard's tough. He's gritty. There's going to be a lot of time chewed up against the fence. Hubbard might get a takedown or two. I think that Figlek's loss to Ziam has aged well for us. Ziam has looked good since then. Like, there's no shame in that debut loss there. Like, he's durable.
Yeah.
He showed that he was durable there. So I like that to go the distance. And then I love Karina Silva at minus 150 as a parlay.
Love that.
Like you brought up earlier. I am surprised she's not a bigger favorite, but obviously Lipsky has looked good recently. I just personally like the Casey O'Neill win for me. It just hasn't aged great. It just hasn't. I used to be really high on her, and I think I overestimated her a little bit. So I'm more impressed with like Silva finishing Marina Moroz, you know, and having these really impressive early finishes. She finished.
She leaps off the screen, Elle. Well, like when she's 100%. Phenomenal, jumps off the screen.
She's just so dangerous, and I Lipsky has looked really good, but she has struggled with like good grapplers in the past. The loss to Priscilla Cachoeira hasn't aged great. And I think Karina Silva, she's not necessarily similar to Priscilla. Priscilla obviously is a huge gasser with a ton of power, but Silva has a similar style in that she is very physical and she comes forward. She has heavy hands, which I love when you're a good grappler with heavy hands and a lot of forward pressure, like you use the danger of your punches to set up your grappling. So if she can get Lipsky to the cage, I really do think that she'll be able to get it done. I'm not taking the finish personally. Lipsky's tough. She's durable. So I'm going to just take the money line on her as the parlay piece. So three legs, I'll do it. We'll go. Let's just,
there you go.
I'm conservative this week. I said that last time and it still didn't hit. I was 1 second away from being right about the BMF.
Gene Holloway.
But that was I was wrong about Pereira though. I thought that was going to go over 1.5 rounds and it wasn't even close. So it wouldn't have mattered.
Isn't that the best thing ever to be wrong on, that 1 second knockout with
the greatest. The shock. Am I crazy for thinking that Ilya Topuria looked a little shook in the audience after that?
You ready? I got some inside scoop. Are you really ready for this?
Yeah.
I threw a birdie, right? But this is how stuff happens in the fight game. He wasn't shook. He was high off of his mind. Just say there was illegal drugs involved. And, you know, let's just say he was in another universe, okay?
What? Yeah. All right. So you heard it here first. This is,
I know, I'm telling you, like, I know it's not so, I thought the same thing, Al. I'm like, dude, he
looked
like
terrified. He was like, I was like, oh my God, Ilya is scared of Max. Like,
no, he was just high off of his rocker.
Fair enough. Okay.
You know, sometimes we know things. Sometimes
that's prime journalism right here, guys. You won't get that anywhere else.
I know, nowhere else. Hey, sometimes you know the main event of UFC 302 before people, you know, it is what it is. Oh man. Real quick, fun game. Hopefully you didn't look at it. What do you think the betting line is on Dustin versus Islam at UFC 302?
Oh, I have not looked at it.
Good. So what I want you, your honest opinion guess.
Is it like shockingly wide? Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint because I love you. It's shockingly. I looked at it, I was like,
yeah. It's disrespectful.
Huh?
Like it's disrespectful?
Yes. Yes.
Plus 800 for Dustin.
No. That's crazy. That's like Bo Nickel. That's Bo Nickel. Islam is a minus 500 betting favorite.
Wow.
Like he wasn't that way against Volkanovski.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. If Volkanovski fights Dustin Poirier and people might think I'm off my rocker, Dustin is going to win that fight 7 out of 10. The bigger, better striker.
That's kind of wild. I shot way over because you told me it was shocking. But what is Dustin? Is he plus like 350, 400?
Plus 350, right on the dot.
Sean, shrooms are acid.
Honestly, he was just high.
I'm not super shocked. I think it's a little disrespectful to Dustin.
It's disrespectful.
Because he is such a dangerous fighter. But I'm not shocked with how dominant Islam has been. And the fact that before the Saint-Denis fight, none of us were really thinking about Dustin being like right there for a title shot. So I can see it from the odds maker's perspective of like, oh, like one fight ago, we weren't even talking about him getting the next title shot, and now he's here. And like, he didn't beat one of the top five guys. He fought Benoit Saint-Denis, which he starched him. And he's absolutely earned the title shot, but I can see it from the odds maker's perspective, you know, that it should be a super wide line, but that's pretty damn good value to bet on Dustin. And I bet absolutely. You the line will get a little wider.
Absolutely. What do you think the line is for Pantoja versus Steve Usyk?
Plus 280, Steve Usyk, minus 210, Pantoja.
What would be the opposite? It would be minus 310 if you think he was plus 280.
Oh, sorry. Minus 310,
Right. So Pantoja, minus 255, Usyk, plus 205. To me, that's like, I think Pantoja,
maybe this is just
some bias here. Pantoja is more, has a better chance of beating Usyk than Islam to Dustin. And look at those odds. It's half. Like, that's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, wow.
That's wild.
Less than I think Usyk got a good chance. No, Sean, come on. No, that's next week. Next week. We'll save it for next week. I'm sorry. All right, let's talk about the main event. We kind of went back and forth. We got Mateus versus Alex Perez, a flyweight matchup. Mateus is 7-2 in the UFC. Guys, if you check out Alex's Perez on Tapology, it's hard to see a record. It's a lot of C's because of cancellations. It's like CCC win, CCCC loss. It's pretty wild. But Elle, break it down for us. What do you think about this main event?
Alex Perez was like the guy for a minute there. Before he lost to Figueiredo, I really was like, I was super high on him. A lot of people were. I know he's had so many cancellations, and it was disappointing to see because I've been like waiting to watch him fight again because I was so high on him for so long. He looked good against Mikhaev. He did. And I think Nicolau.
Real quick. Do you think Mikhaev might be a tad overrated? Just a tad? A pinch?
No. I just don't think he's ready for the spots that they're putting him in. He's super young.
Great point.
Like, he's so young and he lacks the experience, is honestly what I think it is.
Really good point.
He's very good. I was on the same, like kind of on the same side of that coin. And then I saw him, I don't remember the name of the guy, but he was in that deep knee bar and like fought out of it, finished the guy. I gained a lot of respect for him there.
Okay.
I think he's really talented. I just don't think he was necessarily ready. It was a big step up. Alex Perez is a guy that is underrated just because he's been so inactive. But if you go back and look, like I saw people talking about how like, oh, Nicolau is going to sub him. He has all these subs, which he doesn't. He has one sub in the UFC, by the way. Regional submissions don't count. Like, don't use that as like a betting protocol. He has one sub in the UFC, I'm pretty sure. And then, Perez has only been submitted in the UFC because we don't count regional submissions.
Yeah.
Figueiredo and Pantoja, literally the two best guys.
Yeah.
In the division,
the two best flyweights in the last 7 years.
100%. Two best guys in the world are the only guys to sub Alex Perez. And if we go through the other guys he's fought that he's beaten, like Jordan Espinoza, fantastic wrestler. De La Rosa, fantastic jiu-jitsu guy. Like, he's fought some high-level grapplers and done very well. And so it's that side of it I don't quite understand. To me, Nicolau is also dangerous on the feet, but he's not been finishing a ton of people lately. Like, he has a lot of decisions, and he is dangerous, and I think he can do damage. But, like, Perez doesn't get finished often. Like, he's not getting put away by people other than literally the two best guys. Like, you don't see Perez getting dropped or taking a ton of damage. He's high volume. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't go away. And he's, like, he's very defensively sound on the feet, and he's very well-rounded. So I just think he's being counted out here. It's not that I'm like I'm 100% on Alex Perez. I'm siding with the value because I think this fight could be a coin toss. It really depends on if Perez is still Alex Perez, which he looked good against Mikhaev. And I think Mikhaev like really does have the talent, especially in the grappling areas. So I I just think there's value. I'm not like 100% out on Alex Perez, but this is a fight where I probably wouldn't bet the favorite.
Okay. No, I do feel you. Like, a straight up bet on Mateus probably doesn't make sense. I know you maybe were just looking into him. You might know it really quick. How old is Alex Perez?
Is he 32?
Yes, absolutely nailed it. 32. For some reason, he feels like he's been just around a while. Right. Kind of like he was even a veteran, a young veteran. Like, I would have guessed 36. Like, I would have guessed 36.
He's not old, and he doesn't have that many miles on him. Because he's literally fought twice in 2 years. Like, he's fought 3 times since the start of COVID. That's it.
But he's been in 19 training camps.
I know. Poor guy. Like, to me, it's like he's kind of a wild card to me. I still think he's really good. Because otherwise he would have gotten demolished by Mikhaev, and he didn't. True. Like, it was a super close fight. And I think some people thought Perez, like, might have won. But it's a toss up for me, because I don't know if he still is the same guy he used to be, or if all these injuries and illnesses and weight cuts and fight camps and just like the time off, I don't know what he looks like. You know, I think Nicolau is very good too. The split decision win over Manel Kopp is probably his like best win.
Yeah. So that's a good win.
It's a good win. So it's not that he's doesn't have the tools to beat Perez. I just think he's being discounted here.
No, I like it. I respect it. Guys, UFC Vegas 91 Saturday, absolutely free on ESPN Plus. I did something today, Al. You ready? I did something. I cannot wait. I might have to call your lovely husband, Grant, because we do this a lot together.
Yes. We have cards.
Brand new 2024 Topps Chrome cards. I think I get like a special chrome refractor in this box. So I'm pumped. So we'll do this at a later date. But anything else? I think we did it. Anything else? MortalsFightClub.com. Go check that out.
Go play the game. I said go play the game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, still watch this card. I feel like these cards can be sleepers. Like, you're not going to know some of the people. You're not going to be excited about it, but that doesn't mean there aren't going to be fun fights. Like, I feel like a lot of these fight night cards are like that, where they're just ends up being fun fights with guys you don't know.
Hubbard and David is like, David Onama is a good fun fight. Tim Means, it will be in a fun fight. There's like 2-3 heavyweights. Anything can happen. Silva, to me, Karina Silva, she jumps off the screen. She is worth the watch. She should be a title contender challenger in the near future. So, you know, she's a stud. So, and then the main event, you never know what can happen in the next 8 days. Not free, got to pay ESPN Plus subscription, but I got ESPN. Dude, if you're watching fights, if you're watching this podcast, you have ESPN Plus. Come on.
It's free with ESPN Plus. We'll say that.
Yeah.
It's worth the it's rest of the cards are worth paying for ESPN Plus. So you may as well watch this one too.
David Onama. There we go. Whoa, here we go. David Onama love.
Let's go. Yeah, guys, lots of value on David Onama. I really do think the value is there as the underdog.
How many times did you think he was going to beat Nate Landwehr? Like 4 times.
I thought he had that fight. Nuts. That fight was insane.
Nuts.
Like, I don't know how. That's the first time I've ever seen David kind of tired. Because I think Nate Landwehr is another guy that's similar to David, where they just have the natural gift of endless cardio. That was an incredible fight. Super incredible fight.
Guys, next Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m., Fight Banana Show live. Elle will be with us all the time. Grant Dawson will be on the show next week, so pump for him. He's got a big fight on June 1st, UFC 302. We will be doing, guys, next week, Tuesday, Fight Banana Show live for 2 hours. Jillian the Savage Robertson's coming back, by the way. She just texted me. Next Wednesday night, Ben and Bananas. It's a pay-per-view week, so let's call our main man, Rafael Esparza, getting back on the show. And then Saturday, another free watch along with us, probably around 9:30, a little prelim action to the main card. So we'll be live for around 3.5-4 hours, and cannot wait. Big stuff, like always. There we go.
Let's go.
Anything else, though?
Nada. Thanks, guys. Right. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday and Wednesday and Saturday. all week. We're just gonna, let's just go live all week, Dave.
That's cool. Maybe we'll do a free, we'll do this. Maybe Grant and I, or me and you, will do it, or all of us will do it. So we'll do like Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. We'll do multiple live days. Appreciate you guys. Follow Fight Bananas on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Follow L. Follow me if you want. I don't know. Just follow Fight Bananas, you know. Later, guys.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.